Hey, welcome to another exciting episode of the Carrier Chronicle podcast. We promised you more sex, drugs and rock and roll this year, so here's our rock and roll section. I've got Flea here.
Hey.
Hey, Flea's from Buzz Band, and a great musicians have passed. He's started young. How old are you, Flea?
I'm 16.
Did your parents know you, Flea?
Yeah, they call me Flea Bit. It's always been a little nickname.
Where'd that come from?
Oh, my dad started calling me it when I was really young, because he's always fucking short as hell, running around, being annoying, so my dad nicknamed me Flea.
Right. So how's the band going?
Oh, it's doing pretty well.
How'd you guys get... There's five of you in the band?
Four of us. Right.
Last time, this is the second attempt at this podcast, because the first time, I fucked it up. And we had the whole band here, which was, to be honest, a little bit confusing when we got five different people to interview. So we got Flea here representing on behalf of the crew. We were meant to have Holly here. Holly couldn't make it. Sorry about that. Maybe we'll get her on another time. But you're gigging. You're 16.
Yeah.
You're at school, high school.
Yeah.
What year are you?
I'm year 12.
Is that a final year?
No, we've got one more year.
How'd you get into the whole music scene? Have you always been into it, or you got into it late? Or?
I don't
well,
know.
16's not late, but yeah.
My dad kind of pushed me into music when I was really young, because he wanted to be a musician. And, you know, like, he found it real hard, and he was like, I always kind of had a little, like, I always liked music.
Showed a bit of a talent for it?
I don't know, not really.
Just an enthusiasm?
Yeah, and he was like, do you want to learn guitar? And I was like, sure. And then he was like, do you want to learn drums? And I was like, sure.
Yeah.
So it kind of stuck with me like that.
So you got drums and the guitar and D-belt.
Yeah, and bass and vocals, whatever. You know, whatever you can pick up.
So it's you and Holly that share the vocals and Buzz, though, isn't it?
It's just me.
Just you?
Yeah.
So how would you describe your style?
I say Buzz is pretty grunge. We started off as like a little pop band.
Yeah.
And I didn't really like it. I don't think a lot of the members, I don't really think we all liked it. So we were kind of like, how about we do something a bit more fun?
Yeah.
So we were like, oh, grunge is pretty cool. We all like grunge.
Yeah.
So let's get started on that.
And you're doing your own music. You're not doing... Do you do any covers?
We do. We try to do a cover, like just one cover a show, you know, so people, because a lot of people won't know us. So they won't know the songs, but they'll know the cover songs.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like, oh, if I go to a show and I don't know the band, oh, I know this song. That'd be fun, you know? So we try to...
So who are your grunge influences? Nirvana obviously goes without saying.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Like, I feel like all of them, we kind of draw a lot of inspiration from a lot of stuff outside of grunge. But like Soundgarden is pretty cool. Alice in Chains are pretty cool.
Yeah.
And obviously Nirvana's always been
the
basic, I call them the basic bitch bands, the ones everyone knows.
Basic bitch bands.
You know? Yeah.
Great stuff. Do you, where do you think you could go? Like, I mean, what are you going to do once you finish high school?
Oh, I don't know. That's
really... study music more?
Yeah, I really want to go to SAE.
SAE?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you go like music and video and stuff, but I'm real into the whole audio engineering and all that shit, so it'd be quite fun.
Yeah, it's a great tool to have under your belt too, because I know a lot of musicians, and they just know nothing about the technical side of it. You know, they turn up, get the guys to plug in all their gear and so forth. So, I mean, and you wind up investing a lot of money in your gear.
Oh yeah.
Like, do you guys have the full band set up? You have the full PA and everything?
Yeah, we do.
How'd you get that together?
Oh, so, Facebook Marketplace. Picked up some little cheap PA for like $100. Works great. It's real fun. It's loud enough. We can do our own DIY gigs with them if we wanted to. And then kind of like, I don't know, like, obviously I got a drum kit to play drums, and then guitar and all that stuff. And then kind of everyone brings their own stuff with them.
How do you transport it? Because, I mean, do you drive?
Nah, it's a pain in the ass, if I could be honest. Like,
Get mum and dad or the uncles or something. Please help us out.
Yeah, it's also funny because we end up not telling them until the day, and they're like, what the fuck? We've got plans, but now we've got to lug all your shit around.
Are they supportive?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you think you can make a career out of it?
That's what I'm trying to do, but I feel like...
Why not?
Yeah, I feel like it'd be, you know, it's quite hard, but
everything's
hard.
Yeah. I mean, if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Oh, yeah. But that's the plan.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're the only guy in the band.
Yeah.
How's that?
I think it's really cool. I don't think... Well, no, I really like bands with female members, because I feel like a lot of people don't, and I don't know why. And I feel like...
Yeah, there's not a lot of female rockers, like, you know, I mean, you got Joan Jett and you've got, who else? You've got Suzi Quatro and a lot of the, like, big names like that, Pat Benatar. But there's not actually a lot of really successful, like, female rockers, right. eh?
Yeah, I just was, I always think it's, like, it's cool.
It's totally cool.
So, when they were like, hey, do you want to join? I was like, fuck yeah.
Because they were already gigging when you were joining. Yeah,
they had a singer and everything before me.
Oh, damn. What happened there?
Oh, so we're still real close with the singer. We love it a bit. But I joined the band, and obviously they kind of want to do more softer stuff. Yep. They didn't want to do more heavier stuff, but I was real keen on it. And I was like, oh, please, could we give it a little try? And she left in amazing fashion after our first gig. Literally the minute afterwards, not the minute, like, probably over-exaggerating, but was like, eh, I'm out.
Do the girls style you?
Oh, yeah.
Got to be honest, I haven't caught one of your gigs yet, but you're going to send me some music that we can load on the Patreon account.
Yeah.
Speaking of Patreon, if you do like what we're doing here at the Cairo Chronicle, please consider sponsoring us at Patreon. A couple of dollars a month is all it takes, and you get access to a lot more interesting and interesting behind the scenes kind of stuff on there. And there's also Buy Me a Coffee. Because, I mean, the cost of doing this stuff, I mean, for me, the podcast is one thing, but the cost of running a band is another thing.
Mm.
I mean, have you thought of about the business side of the band?
No, not really.
No?
If I'm honest, yeah.
Do you get paid?
Yeah.
And what happens to that? You just split it evenly between the band?
Yeah, we usually do, but at the moment we're trying to save up for an album. So we're not really spending any of it. We've got it all in a bank account.
Cool.
We're going to spend that all on recording.
Cool. And, I mean, that's quite expensive, eh? Like, I mean, what's like about $400 an hour for a studio?
We've got this lovely mentor, and his name's Darren Harkness, and he lets us record in his studio for, like, I think it's around $200 an hour, which is
still a lot of money.
Still a lot of money, but it's pretty good.
You don't want to fuck around.
Yeah, it's still pretty good compared to all the other places.
Stuffing.
Yeah, it's pretty stuffy.
Yeah, it's really. If you, the studios, I've got to do something about that. Get some air conditioning or something. But I'm starting to sweat. So, how many songs do you guys reckon you've got under your belt?
Got around maybe 12, 14, maybe 15. We were just trying to get our album batch, as we say, you know, to get it all done.
How many do you need for an album about?
Around 10, 11, 12, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty solid amount.
Do you find when you like what sort of places are you gigging? I know there's the Underground at St. Kevin's Arcade that provides a pretty cool venue for underagers. Where else do you get to gig?
Anywhere we want. Well, not anywhere, no, that's probably. Yeah. But we played a gig last week at the Old Folks Association, which is cool, and that's not really like, what was that, you know, what was it started for? It was started for like just a little gathering place.
Yeah, well, I think originally it was actually an Old Folks Association. Yeah. Now it's just a generic hall that people can use.
Yeah, it's a cool venue. I'd say it's really cool.
Yeah, what do you look for in a band when you're going out and you're enjoying yourself? And
I like to see like originality and stuff. Because I feel like I go around a lot of the scene, I see a lot of indie rock bands and stuff, and they all sound really similar. So I'm like, why would I want to go see this band when I can see this band, they sound the same.
Right.
So when I see, and I've seen so many cool bands.
What's the best one you've been to?
Oh, let me think, that's a hard one. I really like Slow Rage, and they're cool. And they played a gig with these three of my favorite bands and in the scene, and it was Cyanide Altar, who was kind of like metal, like cool like that, and Exit Sign, who's like a noise rock, real heavy and shit, and it was cool, and Slow Rage, I fucking love them a bit. So just two members, and they do everything themselves, and they sound like so much stuff.
I love those two-piece and three-piece bands. It's definitely the way to make money.
Yeah, more money for them. Don't have to split it up for more people.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're lovely. Lovely people, amazing music. It's great.
Yeah. Like, have you ever thought about going on tour, like what that might be like?
Yeah, I have, but I feel like I don't know, I feel like it's quite a lot of money. Still under 18, don't know how we're gonna do all this and that, you know.
Is there a lot of, like, I mean, I know myself, even, you know, as a mature adult, there's still a lot of things that you kind of don't really know how to do. Like, when I started podcasting, for example, I didn't really know what gear were needed and how I was going to do it. And like I think when I was a teenager, I always thought adults knew what they were doing.
Right.
But the older I get, the more I realise that nobody realises what really knows what they're doing. They're just, everyone's just trying to do the best they can. Is that like part of the battle is trying to figure out what you don't know?
Yeah, I don't know anything.
And like, who do you get advice from?
I'm not sure. Well, usually we have some people who, like, we like to play with people who are a lot older than us. It just kind of happens.
Yeah.
And they always give, because they've been in the scene for a while, they're always, like, giving some good advice. And I usually look for, like, I see some people who are, like, producers, and they're all, like, giving advice on that and all this stuff. And, like, I don't know, whatever we can get from, whoever we can get it from.
What would your advice be to any guys, like, out there that are thinking about starting a band or starting performing or, you know, they're just at the beginning of their musical kind of adventure? What would your advice be to them?
I don't know. I was told this once because I thought it was real good. When Buzz first started out, it was sounding a lot like Nirvana, so much. And someone said, take inspiration but don't copy.
That's a good line.
Yeah, and it was more or less, because it clicked, because it was like, right, a lot of bands want to sound like, or a lot of people who are starting a band want to sound like their favorite band.
Yeah, and that's what you do, you learn their songs, rather, you know.
But and I feel like instead of sounding like your favorite, or basically, it's been done before. But, you know, I don't know, there's like rules to it, I feel. Not rules, but, no, there's no rules. But like, if someone can make amazing music, but they sound just like, or someone just sounds just like Led Zeppelin or something, then I'm kind of like, ooh, that's, I could just listen to Led Zeppelin. But I don't know.
Yeah, you might as well just be a covers man.
Yeah, but
yeah, I've heard bands like that before. It's like, the lyrics are different, but it's like, hang on, I know this rift.
Like Taken riffs and stuff. Yeah. That's kind of what I mean. But I feel like everyone starts from somewhere.
Exactly.
You can't get it immediately.
Do you find everyone's been supportive, or has there been a lot of people that go, oh, no, you'll never succeed, you're wasting your time?
There are always going to be a few people who are like, oh, this shit's ass. Like, this was really funny. Someone said, oh, hidden talent, huh? Keep it hidden.
Yeah, boo-hoo.
Yeah, but like, you know, I feel
some people just get off on bringing people down.
I feel like if people are hating on you, then you're doing well. If there's people taking the time out of their day to hate on you, then you're doing well.
Well, that's my theory too. You know, if you're not pissing a few people off, you're not pushing the envelope far enough.
Yeah,
you're not kind of breaking boundaries. And, you know, and you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs.
Yeah.
So, can we mention your school, or is...
Yeah, I don't mind.
Western Springs, is that right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, so that's a pretty arty kind of school, though, eh? Do they have equipment there? Can you studio there? And
we don't have a studio, but there's, like, some music rooms. We first kind of got together from the music rooms. I just kind of, like, invaded on their Buzz little practice.
Cool.
And picked up a guitar. Cool. That was it.
Cool.
But... Yeah, the music teachers are so supportive. They're lovely ass. They're
awesome.
Amazing. I feel like we wouldn't really have had the confidence if it wasn't for them being all, like, basically pushing us.
Yeah.
Which is great, cool. Yeah.
Is there a formula to writing a song? Like, I know Green Day, I think Billy Joe, whatever his name is, he's like, it's got to be verse, chorus, verse or something. Like
fuck
that.
No. I feel like... with no structure, it sounds cool, like Bohemian Rhapsody, all fucking jangled up, you know? You need no such thing as any formula for anything.
I think that's probably the best advice that is coming out of this interview, is that there's no right or wrong way.
Yeah.
It's just, if it sounds good to you, then go with it.
Yeah, if you want to start with a chorus and then go to a bridge and then go back to another chorus and just fuck the verses, then that's that. You know? Whatever you want to do, you can do it.
Who would be your dream band, like, if you were to set up an like, living or dead musicians?
Right. Oh, I don't know. Maybe, like, Bob Dylan or something.
Bob Dylan?
I love Bob Dylan. Or, like, not quite sure. I've never thought of that.
What'd you grow up listening to? What are your parents into?
My dad kind of showed me, like, you know, AC/DC and stuff, Bob Dylan.
Good father.
Yeah, real good
father. I remember when my daughter, I was talking to her about Kurt Cobain, and she's like, who's Kurt Cobain? And I just felt like I'd failed as a parent. Yeah. So, what else have we got to talk about? Where are you gigging next?
Honestly, Couldn't tell you.
No, I don't know. Let us know. We'll put that up on the podcast. I'm running out of questions. We got who? We got why? Where? There we go. Why? Why do you do it? Why do you perform? What do you get out of it?
I like seeing people, and I like showing people what we can do. You know?
Do you get that performer's buzz? You know, when the crowd's really into it, and
yeah, it's nice. I feel like it's a big payoff.
Yeah.
You know, like right before you get on, it's like tunnel vision. You're either really fucking happy or really scared, and then you do it, and you see all these people who are like, you know, they're not listening to the music. They're like, they're experiencing the music, and they're letting the music, like they're dancing and they're having fun and stuff. And I really like that.
That's cool.
Because you know, if they're cheering, then it's like, I've always said that to new bands, like first gig, and they're really scared. I said, if they're cheering, then you know you're doing well.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
Cool. Well, that's about all the questions I've got for you.
Right on.
Before I wrap up, is there anything you'd like to say before we kind of wind up?
Eat your vegetables, you know.
Eat your vegetables.
Get nice and strong, you know. I don't know. Have fun.
Look, Flea, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you along here. You're going to send me in some music and some photos, and we'll share those with the wider audience. Before we wrap up, just a quick thank you to my sponsors, The White Lady, Saloon Bar, K-Road Business Association. Remember, you know, as we've all seen recently with the demise of News Hub, there is a cost to production, and if you like what we're doing and you want us to keep going, please consider giving us a donation. But in the meantime, big round of applause for my good mate, Flea.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Flea. And we'll let people know where they can check out the band. And good luck. And remember, you know, when you're up there getting your Emmy Awards, remember to thank me.
I will.
You know, I mean, this is obviously going to be a big, you know, leap forward. Being on the K-Road Chronicle podcast, I mean, you know, it just doesn't get any bigger than this,
doesn't.
Really.
No, this is the peak.
The pinnacle. Thanks, mate. It's been a pleasure. I'd offer to, I'll buy you a Coke before we go. Cheers, mate.
Cheers.